is the Studs and Busts Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Rob and Gary.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
All right, all right, all right, all right. It is now week 5 in the NFL Studs and Busts Podcast, episode number 5. My name is Rob. With me here to my left is Gary.
Hello, everyone.
And this is a very exciting week for me and my fantasy team. I'd like to announce all the listeners that my team finally got a win. We are now 1-3. And it's my first win, but somehow I've scored the most points in the league so far. Gary has the second most points in the league so far.
So, I also won this weekend, so I am now 2-2. And in fifth place in the league, so.
I'm down there in ninth place, but I'd like to think that I'm climbing the charts, just like that thing you do. So, that goes to show. You should listen to us, because Gary and I have scored the most points so far this year in our league.
Yeah, we just end up playing people who decide, who have players that decide to like go off whenever they play us. But whatever, we're back in a race now, so we're good to go.
I'm still 1-3, but hopefully that changes soon. So we'll start this week out by giving you some week 5 waiver wire pickups. And, I mean, there's not many out there. This is not like last year where, you know, you pick up a guy like Alfred Morris, you know, a couple weeks into the season and he helps you out the rest of the season. There's nothing really out there, is there, Gary?
Not really, but, I mean, a lot of times you're going to try to grab someone to fill in a spot because bye weeks just started. And a lot of key players are out, like Adrian Peterson has a bye week this week. Or you might need to pick up a quarterback. Because, you know, you have RG3 out this week. So, like I said, there's not a lot, but there are a couple that are out there.
And adding to my luck of getting my first win, I also get to play Adrian Peterson. Well, I'm not playing him. I get to play the team that has him while he's on their bye week. So I'm the only team in the league that doesn't have to face Adrian Peterson unless I play him again. I'm not sure. So thank God for that. Maybe I'll get a second win. And that would be very exciting for me.
Well, hopefully.
And so waiver wire pickups for week 5. Give us a couple names, Gary.
Hoyer?
Yeah, is he looking good?
He's looking real good. And like I said, RG3's out this week, as well as a couple other key players on bye week. So if you need to pick up someone, you don't have anyone on your waiver wire as far as a quarterback, Hoyer's a good pickup. He has a good matchup this week as well. He's playing the Bills. So that's definitely a good pickup.
Brian Hoyer, obviously Cleveland Browns quarterback after, a thumb injury from Whedon. The first week he came in, he had 320 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did have 3 interceptions, but in our standard scoring ESPN league, he still managed 18 points, so that's pretty good. And then week 4 against Cincinnati, who has a pretty good defense, he threw for 269 yards, 2 touchdowns, and also 18 points. So he's doing pretty well. Gary's right.
Solid pickup for a backup, if you know someone to pick up on a bye week, or even you never know, maybe later on down the road, someone just to constantly keep in because he is scoring pretty good. So,
this is true. We got any running backs to look out for, Gary? I know a lot of people are hurting for running backs, they seem to be very scarce this year.
I guess Rashard Jennings, keep an eye on McFadden, but last time I heard McFadden was all right. But you never know, Tressard Choice, even Fred Jackson,
who.
Tashard Choice. Sorry. Just in case, I think Fred Jackson's going to go. But I don't think Spiller is going to be healthy enough for the game. You know, they are playing early. They're playing actually Thursday night. So keep an eye on that. But, you know, Tashard Choice if you need someone. And even, like I said, Fred Jackson. Definitely Fred Jackson if you don't already have him. Anyone else?
And Rashad Jennings, like you said, because of the injuries to Darren McFadden and Marcel Reese, both got hurt. But you said that McFadden might be back this week?
That's what I heard.
All right. So, I mean, you can grab Rashad Jennings, stash him on your bench. If these guys, you know, get hurt again, that's a guy you want to plug in there. He's going to help you out. And, yeah.
Also, I mean, if you're really, like, scratching for a running back, maybe try to throw someone in that from the Rams backfield because Richardson apparently isn't the starter anymore.
That's right. We did hear that. So looking like probably Pede is next in line to get some opportunities. So if you don't, you know, if he's sitting on your waiver wire, grab him, stash him. And if you need like a flex play maybe this week, hey, he might get in the end zone. Who knows?
But the only thing with that is I say be cautious with that because of the fact that the coach basically said that they're going to start everyone, not start, but he's going to play all his running backs on the roster. So, you know, that's something to keep an eye on because you never know if who's going to be starting and if Pete gets a ton of the carry. So just keep an eye on that as well. But like I said, if you're digging for somebody, digging for a running back, that might be a backfield just to maybe grab someone and try to throw him in there.
Okay. And, all right, what about, you know, a name that is on my list if he's sitting on your waiver wire, Kendall Hunter, San Francisco 49ers. You know, if you look at this guy's numbers the past couple of weeks, nothing crazy, but he has gotten in the end zone the past 2 weeks. So, I mean, if that's going to be a pattern, if this guy's going to get those goal line touches, I mean, you might as well throw him on your bench. And if you need, you got someone on a bye, stick him in. He against Indianapolis, he had a touchdown, had 7 points. I mean, that's not too bad in a regular standard scoring league for like a flex position. You know, not too bad. And then this previous week against St. Louis, he had 49 yards, 11 rushes, and another touchdown. He came away with 10 points. So it's not a bad name to look at either if you're struggling very badly for a running back, because I know a lot of people are. So this guy might be able to help you out. Any, were we talking about any wide receivers, Gary? You have anyone on your list there?
Like I say every week, I guess Marlon Brown, if you haven't picked him up. Outside of that, not much. I mean, I feel like all the wide receivers that are going to be good are going to be still be taken. I don't know. I don't think any wide receivers that can possibly grab. Actually, Bears, Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay, Alshon Jeffrey?
I'm pronouncing all the names wrong. Alshon Jeffrey. Looked good last week. He actually had 11 targets, 107 yards, and a touchdown. And it's all, he's probably going to get a lot of single coverage, obviously, because they're going to be looking at Martellus Bennett, as well as Brandon Marshall. So that's someone to possibly pick up and stash, you know, because like I said, he looks like he's actually picking up the system and he's looking pretty good.
Okay, did we mention Andre Ellington?
No, we did not.
All right, so you're saying that Rashard Mendenhall just looks like dog shit, right?
Yeah, he definitely looks like dog shit.
So this guy might be someone you want to add. He might help your team out down the line. Yeah, pick him up, see what happens. If you need somebody, Danny Woodhead also, if he's sitting on your waiver wire, he just had a monster week, I believe. Had like 20-something points, right?
2 touchdowns, yeah.
All right, so... you never know. Phillip Rivers has been tearing it up lately, so just, you know, they might develop some more chemistry, and he might see him more end zone targets and things like that moving forward. Roy Helu is a name to throw out there because of an injury to Alfred Morris. May not be serious, but...
But the thing about that is they're on a bye week. He's injured, and he said his rib injury is not as serious, so I don't see, you know, Roy Helu actually being, you know, valuable. Maybe... to stash him in case for another injury, but I think Alfred Morris should be fine.
Well, I mean, something to mention, if you do have Alfred Morris, you probably want to pick up Helu and stash him. If this guy's, you know, injured, he might get hurt again. So you're going to want to stick him in there as your handcuff.
True.
So another name that you were mentioning, Robert Woods, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. I think you had said that there were some injuries in the receiving corps of the Bills.
Yeah, they're playing on a Thursday, and Stevie Johnson apparently has an injury. So that's someone to take a look at. And Woods has been producing. I believe he had, what did he have, 80 yards, 4 receptions, 80 yards, a touchdown, and he ended up having 15 points in a standard scoring league. So, like I said, if Stevie Johnson's out and you're thinner wide receiver, someone's on a bye maybe you have Stevie Johnson, grab Robert Woods because he's obviously going to get a ton of looks.
And he plays the Browns on Thursday night, I believe.
Yes.
And, you know, the Cleveland Browns defense isn't that bad either. So you might want to think about picking them up. They've been solid. But, you know, Woods still might get in the end zone. He got in the end zone last week. He got a touchdown in week one. And another defense to mention is Tennessee Titans defense. I don't think they're probably still on your waiver wire. But if they are, I would pick them up immediately. We're in a 12-team league, and I picked them up last week. And now, going into week five, they're number 3 rated defense. So if they're, you know, we're in a 12-team league. If you're in a 10-team or something like that, and they're still sitting there, I would not hesitate to go grab them. I think they generate turnovers, and they're overall a good defense. All right. Week 5, play or pass? Let's get it going.
Play or pass.
Gary, give us some names. Who are you playing this week?
Definitely playing Phillip Rivers this week. He's playing the Oakland Raiders.
Yep.
And Oakland Raiders have allowed close to 20 points for quarterbacks. So, and he's the number 2 quarterback, I believe, in fantasy right now. So he's definitely getting a start.
Should have a monster week.
Yeah. So, Terrell Pryor.
Okay.
On the flip side,
you're starting both quarterbacks.
Starting both quarterbacks because San Diego Chargers have allowed the most points for quarterbacks this season. So Terrell Pryor is actually pretty good. He's pretty good to begin with, generating a lot of double digit points. So starting both of the quarterbacks, and the same thing goes for, I guess, the Giants and Eagles game. Starting both quarterbacks because both defenses have been giving up tons of points to opposing quarterbacks.
This is true.
Yeah. And that's all I have for quarterbacks. I guess for running backs, definitely start Danny Woodhead. Past 2 weeks, Oakland defense has allowed 30 and 31 points to running backs. And Danny Woodhead, what do you have? 2 touchdowns last week, so that was pretty good.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And another running back, Eddie Lacy.
All right.
The Detroit Lions defense allowed 110 yards rushing per game. So that's someone to definitely start. And he's off a concussion, and it's off a bye week, so he should be good to go.
I like the sound of that.
And then take a risk, I guess, on Maurice Jones-Drew this week. He's been crappy. He's been sucking. But the Rams allowed the most rushing yards for running backs. So that's someone to definitely start. If any week he's going to be good, it's going to be this week.
I'm throwing in real quick a sleeper for that Jacksonville game. I'm throwing in Justin Forsett. I think he gets in the end zone. Don't really know why. I just have a feeling.
Okay. So is that your prediction of the week? Or?
Yeah. I guess you can give that a prediction of the week that Justin Forsett gets in the end zone. I mean, yeah.
All right. Any more running backs you think should be
playing? Definitely play this week.
Yeah.
Maybe
Wilson.
David Wilson,
maybe. I think the same thing goes. If there's any other week that you're going to probably start in, would be this week because the Eagles' defense gives up a ton of rushing yards, too.
You know,
They're just bad.
I'm going to up my prediction with 2 guys that haven't done much and that are both going to get in the end zone. I'm going to say Forsett and Jacobs get in the end zone this week. That's my bold prediction running back-wise, you know, in a sleeper type thing.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, and wide receivers, I guess I would start any of the Packers wide receivers.
Okay.
And mainly Jordy Nelson. The last time he played the Lions, he put up 162 yards, and he had three touchdown catches. So I think he's going to have a monster game. Again, they're coming off a bye week, so they're going to be ready to go. And that's going to be a shootout either way. So he's definitely going to be a good start. Hakeem Nicks, someone to start. No team has allowed more points to wide receivers than the Eagles.
On the road as well.
On the road, yeah. So, and then, like I said earlier, I guess Alshon Jeffrey. Like I said, he did pretty good last week. 107 yards and a score. And he was targeted a lot. And he's going to get a lot of single coverage. So that's someone to start this week.
All right. You got any... Who are you passing on? Guys that you would normally play that you don't like their matchups, who are we passing on here?
Okay. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's playing the Texans this week. They're a good defense. You know, I just don't like the matchup. I think maybe, you know, you took him to be your starter, but that's someone just to be careful with if you're going to start him because the Texans defense is pretty good.
Yep, they've surrendered an average of just 14 fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks this season. So think about that stat and think about how Kaepernick, I was big on him. If you remember in our pre-season rankings, I was pretty big on him.
And I wasn't. And I said...
You weren't feeling him. You were right on that call. And have it be known that actually Sam Bradford and EJ Manuel have more fantasy points than Kaepernick this year, if you believe that.
I believe it.
So...
Sam Bradford's passing the ball a lot, so... They have no real run game, so I understand him having it. But EJ Manuel, I guess he's running, and you know he actually is scoring touchdowns.
Well, so is Kaepernick, supposed to be, but he's not.
He's not, so.
Whatever, he's not on my team. Anyways, moving on. Alex Smith at the Titans, I think that's one that I'll go with. I think he's been throwing a few, after not really turning the ball over. He threw a couple picks against the Giants this past Sunday. And now he's going up against the Tennessee Titans D, which I think is better than the Giants D, sad to say, even though I like the Giants.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out there. I think the only rough matchup that my fantasy quarterback, Phillip Rivers, has had this year, he only put up about 10 points or so against the Titans last week, I think it was week three. So they're, you know, giving opposing quarterbacks trouble. So that's a risky play there if you're going for that. So I would say pass on Alex Smith this week.
Matt Schaub also playing the 49ers. Like I said, Matt Schaub didn't look good last week at all. Like, he looked good in the beginning, the first half, but then he threw like two interceptions that cost him the game. And he's known to do that. He's under a lot of pressure. 49ers are going to be home. You know, if you have anyone else to start besides him, I would pick them up. But I don't really like the matchup he has this week, Matt Schaub.
All right. And another one just to throw in there because I really don't like the matchup is Joe Flacco playing against the Dolphins. So I would, you know, be careful there if that's a move that you're thinking about doing. Jumping into our running back sits, I really think that you got to look directly at C.J. Spiller going against the Cleveland Browns defense. I mean, Spiller has not been producing as of late.
Plus, he's injured. And it's a short week. Like I said, that's why, you know, Fred Jackson's a good pickup because we don't know how healthy C.J. Spiller is going to be. And he hasn't been producing that well. So, you know, keep an eye on him.
And Browns defense are allowing the second fewest fantasy points to running backs in the entire league. So that's something to think about as well. It just doesn't make sense. This is a guy that you probably drafted top five pick, top 10 pick in the first round. And he's a sit here. He's just a sit here.
Yeah.
You got anybody for me?
Maybe Ryan Matthews.
Okay.
You know, like, I just think it's, I don't think it's just the, I don't think it's the matchup. I just think it's, he's going to lose a lot of carries right now because Woodhead looks good. You know, I think the Raiders, you know, they're going to get, he's going to get a lot of touches. I think the Raiders you can actually run on, but I just think Woodhead's going to be taking a lot of his carries. He looks great and he can catch the ball out of backfield, unlike Ryan Matthews.
Okay. And another one I would throw in there, Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Titans, and Chris Johnson probably won't fare as well as some would hope who have them on their team. Chiefs have a great D, so.
Plus, he hasn't been playing good at all to begin with. So, you know, unless you're in a PPR league, he has not been producing too well. So, I think every single game has been like single digits. So.
He does not want their D. That's all I'm saying, Chris Johnson. Okay, that was a joke, Gary.
No, I got it.
Feel free to laugh at any time.
All right. When you do one that's funny, I'll laugh.
Oh, well, thank you, motherfucker. All right, who are we sitting wide receivers here? We got some tough matchups for some wide receivers. Staying in that Titans-Chiefs game, I'd say Dwayne Bowe. He's been very up and down, Dwayne Bowe.
I think, what do you have, only one touchdown that was against the Giants? Was that like his first touchdown?
I think he maybe had one other one.
Okay.
When I was playing him. One week. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I know. We talked about that last week. So, I mean, the Titans defense is, you know, for real as of right now. So that's a risky play right there, I think. And you got anybody for me?
Like I said earlier, Stevie Johnson, I believe, is injured. And even if he does play, the Browns defense is good and Joe Hayden will be all over him. So.
This is true. And like we said, the Browns defense is good. You just said that 2 seconds ago. I'll throw another one out there, and Seattle Seahawks, Colts, Reggie Wayne, he's a guy that you want to be, you know, starting week to week, but, you know, if he's going against the Seahawks, their corners are great, and, you know, just don't think he's going to run away with a few touchdowns. He might have just an average day against the Seahawks.
I'm actually benching him in my PPR league, and now it's hard for me to do. I'm able to put in two tight ends, so I'm starting two tight ends, Jordan Cameron, as well as Julius Thomas, in place of Reggie Wayne. Believe me, that's very hard to do because he is productive. But
and speaking of Julius Thomas, he is a big start this week, actually. He's playing against the Cowboys, and it's a good matchup. So
yeah, definitely start him. I think he's become a tight end you would start every week regardless. He's just that good.
All right. So let's get into tight ends here, guys that we're passing on. Keeping in the theme with Kaepernick, I think, you know, if he's going to be having a tough game against the Texans, his tight end is probably going to be having a tough game too. Vernon Davis, obviously, I'm talking about. You're obviously you want to start him, but, you know, keep in mind the Texans are a tough D. They're one tough D, Gary.
They are a tough D. Do we even, well, who are we going to start as far as tight ends? Like I think we said with Julius Thomas.
Yeah.
And I actually would start Greg Olsen.
Okay, going against the Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals defense isn't that great, and they have allowed an average of 96 yards per game for tight ends.
And if anyone watched last week, Antonio Gates absolutely tore it up.
Yeah.
And he's got the Raiders.
As well as four touchdowns this season for tight ends. So, that's someone to actually start.
Yes. Any other tight ends that were sitting? Can you think of anybody?
Martellus Bennett.
Okay. You're not feeling him?
Not this matchup against the Saints. That's not favorable. And their defense has only allowed just, 11 receptions for tight ends. So, yeah, I might want to sit him.
Okay. All right. Who are we doing playing and passing on or for defense? Did we give any play pass defenses? Obviously, we gave the Browns. We mentioned them, and we mentioned the Titans.
And that was all, that's all
as
we mentioned.
Pickups, yeah.
Yeah.
I think a good start of the week that I mentioned the other night when we saw the commercial for it, Gary, was the Falcons' defense against the Jets.
Yeah, especially after the way they looked this past weekend. They were just turning the ball over left and right. So they did not look too good. Geno Smith was, I think he had another butt fumble. Like Sanchez had last year, but this time he actually fell back and bounced off his ass and it went in the end zone for a touchdown. So,
all right. So, I mean, the Falcons defense hasn't looked that great. I think they actually had minus points last week, but they are going against the Jets. So, I mean, you got to give them the occasional turnover. Anyways, so sitting them, which defense are we passing on this week?
I'm actually passing on the Giants defense. Which, if you haven't already done so, believe me, pass on them.
I don't think anyone's planning on playing them.
That's what I basically just said, and as well as the Eagles defense, both defenses can't stop anything, and I just see this being a shootout both ways. So yeah, I'm definitely passing on both those defenses. As well as I would pass on the Chargers defense and the Raiders defense too. That's another game I think is going to be a shootout. Like, both defenses can't stop anyone, so I just see it's going to be very high scoring both ways.
Okay. All right. That's true. All right. So, I think we don't talk about kickers here. I mean, the guy kicks the ball, so, you know.
Yeah, I pick up a kicker every other week, so I don't really.
Exactly. Another defense to watch out for that might not have a great matchup who's normally good is Bengals D against the Patriots because they are still the Patriots. Hold on, my mom's calling. Hello?
All right,
sorry about that. So, there you go. We gave you a lot of guys to play and pass, and we went in-depth about each one, too. So, I mean, helping you out a lot here. Any questions, email us, studsandbusts@mail.com. And we told the listeners we were having a guest on the show this week. Our link on the inside didn't get back to us in time, huh?
No, he did not. He says again, wait another week. So
we're trying to hook up a very special guest. We want it to be an absolute surprise, so we're not going to drop the name until then. So we got a link on the inside. We're hoping that's going to get him on the show. So maybe that happens. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Either way, we're still here giving you the goods, giving you the news, talking the shit. All right. So, Gary, it is week 5. In the NFL, which means officially we are one quarter of the way done with our fantasy season.
Yes.
So, I think we should have a little segment here, throwing it to the listeners. Quarter way through the season, things we learned in fantasy so far. The NFC East has been a nightmare. The Dallas Cowboys are winning the division right now with 2-2 as their record. Other than their defense being pretty solid, what we've learned so far, NFC East defenses are absolute garbage. The Giants keep it together, you know, early on in the game, but fantasy-wise, when it's all said and done at the end of the game, they get you nothing. The Redskins defense is god-awful. I would never start them. The Eagles defense has holes all over the place. Things I learned, you do not want an NFC East defense other than, I guess, the Cowboys. And things I learned is that the Giants are just absolutely sloppy. And outside of occasionally Eli and outside of Victor Cruz, you do not want a whole lot of this Giants offense on your team.
No, they're not good. And they're about to come up to a hard part of schedule as well. So they're going to be playing a lot of defenses that are actually pretty decent. So, yeah, like you said, all the defense in the NFC East suck, except for the Cowboys, which I think are like the number four defense. So, but actually this week, that's actually another defense to sit. We should have mentioned it earlier. They're playing the Broncos. So even though they're number four defense, sit them. Because Peyton Manning's about to go crazy.
What have you learned so far, Gary?
What I've learned so far is Phillip Rivers is back.
This is true.
Going into the season, I did not believe in him. I don't think a lot of people believe him, but he's back, and he looks very, very good. I also learned that, you know, Peyton Manning is legit. The people that you always believed in, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and even Aaron Rodgers, are still on top of their game.
But no one is killing it like Peyton right now. Things we learned, Peyton is a beast so far this year.
Drew Brees is getting there. Two back-to-back weeks with 30 points. Okay. So, that's, he's getting to the form that he is. Other things that we learned, that there are literally probably like a handful of running backs. And I thought that maybe at this point we have like maybe one or two breakout running backs who just came out of nowhere, but nah. I think there's more bad running backs than there are good running backs in fantasy football right now.
That may be true. There's not a whole lot to look at there. Peyton Manning, like we were saying, things we learned, he is a beast. I think he had 12 touchdowns in the first three games, and I think that's been the most in NFL history if I read the stat correctly. So that is crazy.
He also hasn't thrown an interception.
That's true. That's absurd.
Yeah.
Things we learned, 2013 so far, the Browns may have a good year. They were in shambles after the first two games. They pulled it together. They traded away their number one running back. They brought in a new quarterback, Brian Hoyer. They won the past two games. They might be on a roll.
And they have Jordan Cameron, who came out of nowhere, who's legit. They just got Josh Gordon back. He's good.
You are fucking up all your names today.
Yeah, I'm just, messing up all the name.
You suck, you jackass.
I said Josh Gordon, their defense. They look like they pulled together. I thought they were trying to get the first round pick, but apparently they're just going to try to win games right now. So
I think the Giants are trying to get the first round pick, the way they've been playing.
Them or the Steelers. So that's another thing we learn. Steelers, not that good.
Their offensive line might actually be even worse than the Giants, if that's possible. I mean, they are terrible.
Yeah, their defense isn't good either. Another thing is, a healthy Reggie Bush is a legit running back. Legit. He killed it this past
week. We have learned that. That's true.
And on the flip side, Maurice Jones-Drew absolutely sucks.
That's true. This is true.
I thought, coming into the season, it's a contract year. He maybe wants to go to another team. He'd be lighting it up, killing it, but he hasn't done shit, and he doesn't look like he's ever going to be pretty good. I think, like I said earlier, I think the only matchup that he might look really good in is this week. Outside of that, a lot of hard matchups coming up. They just traded away a lineman, so I just see it getting worse for him. So that's something else that we have learned this week, this year so far.
That's true. Things we learned, CJ Spiller, not really living up to the hype. And I think you called that in our preseason analysis, didn't you, Gary?
Yeah, I said Fred Jackson is very good. I didn't buy CJ Spiller that much. And I think, like I said, Fred Jackson, the only reason why CJ Spiller even got a real chance is because Fred Jackson got injured. And before that, he was killing it. And like I said, Fred Jackson has been killing it. CJ Spiller,
not so much. So I know a lot of people were riding high on him. They picked him really early. And we've learned so far that he is not really the real deal. So another thing we learned this year, Gary, what do you got?
Teams that you thought going into the season were going to kill it kind of look like shit. Example, Falcons, one win. Packers, one win. 49ers only have two wins. Giants, zero wins. Steelers, zero wins. These are teams that consistently.
Vikings, who were in the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
Have what? Zero?
I think they have one win. They got it in England this weekend.
They beat the Steelers, that's right.
They have to go to England to get it. So, you know, teams like that that you thought coming this season are going to be a legit threat just look like garbage and, you know.
Dolphins, 3-1.
Yeah, Dolphins are 3-1. That's crazy. Lions are 3-1. That's, you know, teams that you didn't think were going to do that good have been doing good. And teams you thought were going to do good have been looking like shit.
This is true.
Who would have thought the Browns would have more wins than the Packers?
That's true. And the Steelers, Giants, 49ers. 49ers have two wins or one?
49ers have two wins. They have two wins.
So they've, you know, just the same as Madden wins. I know, it's really crazy. And, you know, the Super Bowl champions aren't even doing that great, right? The Ravens.
Oh, now you messed up a name.
I know. The Baltimore Raisins. The
California Raisins.
They should change their name to the Baltimore Raisins. They're purple already. Shit.
Yeah, that's true. And Terrell Suggs kind of looks like a raisin, so it works out.
That's true. So, last week, I made a stupid bet, Gary, at the end of the show. I said that Andrew Luck was going to have more points than Peyton Manning. And you said, that's crazy. Peyton Manning is going to continue to be a fantasy football monster. You were right. I fucked up.
Yeah, well, Peyton Manning, I think, is on pace to break, like, every record. He's just killing it. So, I would not bet against him at all for the rest of the season.
Ah, shit. And upset of the week. I lost as well.
I was correct.
I'm not upset. My team won. But I did say that the Giants were going to beat the Chiefs because I am a Giants fan. And I fucking jinxed them, didn't I?
The Giants, you didn't jinx them. They just suck right now. And as a fan, I'm willing to say that they just suck. I have no problem saying that they sucked. But I believe I was right again. I said the Bills were going to upset the Ravens, and they did. So far, if we were keeping track, I think I've won more.
Have you?
I believe so.
We'll have to do our math after the show. It might take too long. All right, so let's move on to upsets for this week. I already gave you my bold prediction of the week that Justin Forsett and Brandon Jacobs were both going to find the end zone. You got a bold stat prediction for us, Gary? Anything?
A bold prediction this week. I think that the Tennessee Titans will give the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss.
Okay. So that's your upset of the week.
That's my upset.
Okay.
Upset of the week.
You got a stat for us or no? You don't want
What stat? All right. Here's my bold prediction for the week. Okay. Eli Manning will throw 3 touchdowns and 1 interception this week, and we'll have over 300 and something yards.
Okay. I guess that's good because he sucked so far?
Yeah. But I think, like I said, against this defense, I think that he'll be able to do that. But I'm going to say 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and over 300 yards.
All right. Whoa, actually, Gary, stop everything. I think we have a phone call coming in here.
Yes, we do. Someone's asking.
We got our fantasy line on here. Let's take this call right now. Let's see what he's got to say.
All right, so what's your question?
Yeah, I'm just curious if I should start, you know.
Wait, whoa. Hold on. Is this G-Virus?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
My rival in our fantasy football league.
This is Gary's rival in fantasy football.
I did beat Gary, you know, pretty bad, so.
He beat you, Gary?
I'm asking him for advice.
I think I played on week one, and he destroyed me. It was, like, terrible.
All right.
I have a pretty good team. I drafted pretty well.
All right. Well, even so, G. Rivers has a question this week. He must be having a tough fantasy decision. So let's hear the question. Maybe we'll help you out here.
Okay. I'm going against Peyton Manning, and I'm having a little bit of a QB issue. I don't know if I should start Andrew Luck against the Seahawks, or if I should put Poyer in against the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Let's answer that right now.
I'm going to say, you know, I would go at Hoyer. He's been good, and they're going to be home. It's their first night game they've had in a long time. I would start him. And like I said, like Luck's going up against the Seattle defense, and Seattle defense is no joke. So I'd rather, like I said, roll the dice and go at Hoyer. Back-to-back weeks, 18 points, and he's going to be home. I go with him.
I'd say Hoyer also. I mean, it's like you said, it all depends, though. Is the who's playing at home for that game? Indianapolis and Seahawks. Who's at home? Do we know?
I think Indy's home. Indy is home.
I think Indy's home, but, I mean, I think they're going to try to control the clock a little with their new addition, their new toy at running back. So, I mean,
Did you just say someone was trying to control the cock?
I thought he said control the cock as well.
Yeah, maybe control the clock or cock, whatever.
This is a family show.
No, it's not.
No, it's not at all.
I doubt it's a family show with you two on it.
You're exactly right. Either way, I think we're both going Hoyer either way. Even if the Seattle's home or not, their defense is tough. Luck, you know, hasn't exactly been just killing it. He's been, you know, decent, you know, so.
And plus, we did say to bench Reggie Wayne anyway, and that's his number one target, so.
He was on our sit portion of the show, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I got another question. When's Gary going to give me Gio?
What's that?
When's Gary going to give me Giovanni Bernard?
You're never getting Giovanni Bernard from me. Never. Sorry. He's been trying to
Why
get
not,
this.
Man? I'm giving him Vasquez and MJD. I think that's fair.
I don't want MJD. We talked about this.
We talked about him earlier on the show. You'll hear him.
You hear him.
I definitely got to listen then. All right. Thanks, guys, for your help. Really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks for giving us a call.
No problem. Anytime.
All right.
All right.
Later, G-Virus.
Peace.
Peace.
All right. So there you go. We got our first call in. That's about it. We gave him some good advice. And I think that's going to be it. That's how we're going to end this show. I didn't give an upset of the week, did I?
No.
You gave the Titans over who are the Titans playing? Chiefs. I'm going to go with this week as my upset of the week. Let me think. I'm going to go Bengals over Patriots.
Wow. Will that include Giovanni Bernard in the end zone a couple times? Because I hope so.
I think he'll find the end zone.
So we're calling upsets where unbeaten teams are going to lose this week.
Yeah. Hell with it. I'm saying it. I'm going out there and saying it. And I'm going to say that this weekend, I don't know, my voice just squeaked like that, Bernard will score.
Okay. I hope so.
All right, we need to end this show. It's getting dirty. See y'all in week 6. I'm Rob.
And I'm Gary.
All right, peace.
Oh, wait, I just got it. Bernard will score?
Yeah, Bernard.
As in you.
You know who I call Bernard, right?
I do know who you call Bernard. We need to end this show. This is getting bad.
Oh, this thing is still fucking on? Oh, shit. All right, see you guys next week. Studs and Busts. Later.
We'll see you all again. Sleep tight.